you for calling Local Splash. My name is Lily. How can I help today?
Hey, Lily. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
So I'm calling you in regards to our business listing that we have with you guys.
Okay.
The business name is RRR Tech Services, Inc.
Okay. Let me go ahead and just pull up the account here. Just a moment. Okay, thank you. And I'm sorry, who am I speaking with?
You're speaking to Chirag.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Nimisha Patel.
Oh, Nimisha. Okay, thank you so much. How can I help?
So, ma'am, I called in about 2 days ago, right?
Uh-huh.
So, on our business listing on the Google page, it's, first of all, we're not getting phone calls on the, we're not getting phone calls. And then we're losing business. And then secondary thing, I had them fixed the listed number. Now it was fixed for one day, and it went back to the original number again. And it's, you guys are listing our private number, and then Local Splash is not working at all.
Okay, let's see.
So
what's going on.
The update, the app, do this. I did everything the other day. Spent good amount of time. I told what numbers I want to list it on the Google page, and now it was fixed for one day, and now I'm back to our personal number again.
Mm. Okay.
I don't understand. Why is information getting switched within a day?
Right. That's a good question. Let me go ahead and check into that here for you. I'm just going to place you on a very brief call. I'm sorry, hold, and I'll be right back on the line with you, okay? Okay, thank you so much for your patience here, Nimisha. I do see that it was reverted back. It's not showing the call tracking number. I'm not sure why that's happening. It looks like Google might be just flipping it back, but let me go ahead and get that fixed for you. I do need to chat with our Google contact team just to make sure that this change sticks.
This is causing a business loss for us on a daily basis right now. Who's going to pay for that loss? I mean,
okay.
You could see the amount of times we've been calling you to fix this information.
I understand.
It's not feasible.
I understand. The call tracking number is linked to the primary number that's being shown on the Google profile right now, right? That's the one that you want the calls to go into.
It's our personal number.
I understand. Okay. So the calls either way will still go to you, but I understand you don't want to display that number. So that's why I'm putting in an urgent notice this moment, just to make sure we get this fixed for you right now. Because I don't
even see the Local Splash is even not working. Every other day, if I got to make a phone call to you guys and be frustrated with you, might as well stop the services.
Okay, so that's a different issue. So it's not working because you're not getting any calls, or is that because do you believe that that's due to the call tracking issue, or because it's just not bringing in traffic? I'm just trying to understand a little more.
No, because the information is getting switched around every day. And then the other day when the lady said, oh, it's all fixed, and it worked for one day, and it's not working. Now we're not getting any phones from there.
So what I'm trying to explain to Misha is that the phone number that's listed right now, the 092, the one ending in 0925, that's the phone number that calls are going to when your call tracking number is on the, anywhere.
No, that's my personal phone number. So when the call tracking number is supposed to go to 847-630-4922.
Oh, yeah, I see that. You're right. I see that on the notes from the third. Okay, let me see what's going on here. Do you mind if I place you in a very brief hold so I can get go ahead and just chat with them very quickly? I already just sent them a message. Would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much, Nimisha. I'll be right back on the line with you. One second.